You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for 90210. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest 90210 news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for 90210.
Hey! What's up, y'all?
Yes.
We're back again. How are my buzz after buzz people doing? Let Jesse know. I always say that. How are you guys doing? I need to stop saying that. Anyway, I'm your host, Nicolette Gaona, here with my co-host,
Fancy Tracy. Welcome back, guys.
We're here to make this a short, sweet after clip of 90210, and we are going to get into this with the exciting news, Raj is free of cancer!
Yay! Well, my prediction, I guess, was a fail. I did predict that he would be murdered by the photographer, but that's just my demonic mind. He's fine. He's
yes.
safe.
And I'm so excited. He looked way good and way healthier. I was so excited.
Yeah, he got his hair back in 2 seconds.
I know.
That's
like,
good.
And it wasn't gray. Mm-hmm. It was all there. Black yeah. and fabulous. Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking loved it. And he was definitely pushing, you know, Ivy to do this whole art show thingy. How did you feel about that? Because I just thought it was shade that obviously the photographer has the hots for Ivy. And Raj is just not seeing it. He is way too nice, like everybody else on this show.
Because he knows the type of woman he has and she's all about him. So he doesn't feel threatened at all. So
see, I need a man like that.
Yeah.
I need a man like that. Not getting scared if another man is trying to hit up on me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to know how good your girl is, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, don't let us get into relationships and all that, mm-hmm. but just saying. Guys out there, make sure you know how good your girl is. Unless you met her at a club, then it's all trouble there.
It's not true. You can meet your husband at the club.
Oh, no, girl. I would never meet my husband at a club.
So what if you fall madly in love with the club guy? Oh, I can't marry you because you met at the club. Let's do it over again.
Hell yeah, I've dated a promoter, a club manager before.
Yeah, anyway, but I'm happy for Raj, and I'm happy that he's confident with his woman, and he's like, hey, go and have a nice romantic dinner. You're not going to do anything.
Exactly. So, but no, she doesn't just going to have dinner with her photographer. She won the art show, which means she's going out of the country with her photographer teacher.
But, I mean, I feel like he chose her purposely.
Oh, I know. I so felt that, too.
Yeah.
Like, what a creeper.
Mm-hmm.
And Raj wants to go to medical school in Maryland, so that's awkward.
It's like, really awkward. It's
like, y'all got married, so now y'all have to plan together.
That's
like, you guys got married.
That's kind of selfish of him, like, to...
Like, all right, you go do your thing, and then I'm going to do my thing.
After like, I've stayed here and, like,
worked on your... been here for
your,
you.
That's
like,
really selfish.
No, you should actually be like, let me come to... Zimbabwe, whatever she's going to. You know what I mean? Let me come with you. You know what I mean?
I was surprised. Like, I know he my life is back. He want to jump into doing something, but don't
I know.
Be too quick.
Do you think it's going to be like, he's going to be doing the raw? I mean, we'll talk about this in predictions, but that could be really interesting. Like, now he has his life back, and now he realizes, oh, I'm going to move on, do my thing.
No, because he's always, when he had his, wait, he never had his life, even when he met her. That's so true. Oh, he better not. But anyway.
And I just thought it was really funny. I have to point this out, how Naomi, really, no one would pay attention to her at all this episode. Like, she was a hot mess. Like, she really couldn't be hanging out with nobody. And once she finally, you know, decided to hang out with her friends, Elena, she definitely took Elena's man.
She didn't.
Not on accident. I mean, not on purpose, of course. But it was definitely an accident.
Yeah.
And it was really, like... What was his name? Stanley?
Who cares about his name? But I'm just saying, like, it sucks for beautiful girls. Like, sometimes when you're talking to a guy, it might look like, oh, you guys love each other. But no, I mean, you're just pretty and the guy's good looking or whatever. And it seems like so much is going on. So she walked into it like, what's tea? but it's like nothing. And I'm trying to get you with him.
I know, she's just like, didn't even give her time to explain. I'm like, do you think I would really want to get with this man?
Yeah.
Do you really think? I mean, actually, Max was her ex, and he definitely was a geek.
That doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I just feel like,
but I'm just saying,
girls shouldn't jump into conclusion just because another girl is talking to a guy and they look flirtatious. It doesn't mean that they're trying to hook up with them.
Yeah, you want
to
go there, girl.
I'm just saying.
You want to go there.
I'm just saying.
I think this is kind of getting personal. Jesse, what do you think?
It is getting personal, but it's the truth because I'm just a very flirtatious looking girl. I mean, I'm looking at the camera and you think I want you, but I really don't. Like, that's just how I am. Mm. Yeah. So it takes the strong girl that's not, you know, jealous.
Oh, honey, I am far from jealous.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Dennis.
Oh, right.
Okay, anyway.
I just thought I'd make a little twist there. Nothing serious over here. Yeah. No, there's no tea.
He was definitely not good for anyway. He was stupid and he was a douche.
Yeah.
He thought he could get Naomi, so.
Yeah. No. And he's done. No more talking about Stanley. Mm-hmm. And Alana got her new man, so go ahead, girl.
I know.
Your man.
She's like, I got a guy. That was cute.
I know. I was really excited for her. And then it was really cute, Naomi apologizing. It's about that. It's about
apologizing
time.
To who?
Austin.
For what?
For, you know, getting into his business. She needed to. She always gets into people's business.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I missed the first 3 minutes of the show. Was he in the beginning?
He wasn't in any of it. But he wasn't talking to her because, you know, after what she did in Vegas, how she got into the business. So he was just, like, still in Vegas, not even paying attention to her, whatever. And she kept on thinking about him because she already knew that she had to say something to him and apologize to him. So she ended up doing it, and she did it right. She apologized. And
I mean, that's good that she apologized, but I still feel like it wasn't that serious. I feel like he should know she wasn't intentionally trying to hurt him or the relationship they had. She was just speaking her mind. You know what I mean? We talk about that, too. Like, you're kind of, like, both ways. Like, yeah, I get it. Like,
I mean, I don't think it should have been that serious to where they didn't talk or anything like that.
But they're both big-headed, so I guess it does
they
get
really
that
are. Stubborn people do not work well together because it never works out.
That's what I said about their
relationship.
I was like, they're not going to be good together. Her and the geek is better because, you know, he's different.
Max is level-headed, and he's just like, come on, let's just look here, okay?
Yeah, she definitely is a level-headed guy, so.
Yeah. The big twist, though, of this whole episode is poor Eddie. It's Teddy. Just kidding.
Teddy. Oh my god.
His
poor
wedding
Teddy.
Got leaked.
Brandy is something else. Like, that's so desperate. And I mean,
Brandy. Oh, Marissa.
Yeah.
She won the election, by the way, Marissa, so she's going to be in a couple more episodes, which I'm just like, I'm so done with her because she shouldn't have, I mean, well, Silver is a dumbass.
Well, it was an accident, but...
But come on, like, aren't you supposed to look at your files before you send them? Like,
yeah, what if you send what if she sent, like, naked pictures of herself? Like, she definitely needed to be more careful, but... I mean, it's at someone else's risk, which is Teddy, and now she's gonna learn from her mistake.
And I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, Silver just realized that she's way too nice to people. And she really just needs She needs to get herself together because she is gonna turn into a hot mess if she doesn't.
She's definitely gonna lose
her man, like she already did. She's gonna lose her job. She's gonna lose, like, I mean, obviously, she's almost lost Teddy because when she like said something to him, he was just like, deuces. But I mean,
she could have said
the thing
a different
is
way.
Though. Well, the thing is though, like. At least she said something. Like, somebody like that would have never said anything, and a true friend would admit their problems or their issues.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I think she should have told him, very clearly, I accidentally sent it. And she was kind of like, I was the one who leaked it.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, why would you say that? All he's thinking is,
you're
like...
The one you leaked it? You should have been like, I accidentally sent it.
Oh, my God. Like, I checked in my files, and it looks like I accidentally sent it, and she used it against me. It was such an accident.
It was not supposed to be a leak.
She should have been
and
like
she
that.
She said, I leaked it.
Yeah, like, I was the one who leaked
Actually,
it.
Actually, Marissa.
Marissa. She should be Marissa.
She should be instead of Marissa. She leaked it. Well, that little...
But, I mean, it's a campaign. I mean, in any campaign, president or whatever, themes always come out because the best way to win is to be dirty
but
and play
horrible.
Dirty.
It's horrible. That's not even right.
It's definitely horrible.
Well, at least Liam was there to save Teddy from all his drama. And
for a couple of seconds.
For a couple of seconds, and then it got into drama. I can't believe, like, they freaking got arrested. I honestly felt like there was about to be a wreck. during. Yes, I was like, okay, so Teddy intense. Only has five more tapings left. He about to die in something, girl. And I was just like, okay, something's about to happen during this wreck. Mm-hmm. But then it ended up Liam breaking his leg. Like, what's tea?
Or I thought maybe like paparazzi would see them together and be like,
oh, that too. Yeah. Oh my God, it's his new lover.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
I kind of thought
that they were actually like when they were talking, like, yeah, man, it was a good time. Like, I really thought they were about to hook up. Like.
I know it's crazy.
But like Liam was like, yeah, man, we should do this more often. He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh no, something's about to go down. Either they about to, you know, freaking make out, or freaking the paparazzi's gonna see them together.
I was definitely thinking paparazzi.
And I never would have thought he was about to break his leg jumping over a rail.
No.
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't have thought that either.
Like, seriously?
Didn't he? I mean,
he got into a race car.
He got into it.
Didn't know how to drive it, obviously. I'm pretty sure. I mean, they drove it pretty well, considering it was a race car. But come on now. Like, he broke his leg.
Well, I mean, they could have came up with something better. They could have, honestly. Like, something way better.
I kind of laughed at that instead of feeling sorry for him.
Yeah.
You know? And then Teddy, he should just, he was a good friend. He stayed back. He should have kept running, though. He should have kept running.
I'll stay back.
I mean, he already has one thing on him.
Yeah, I might as well just leave. Well, I know.
I mean, I obviously would not leave my friend there either, but I'm just saying that didn't make sense. I mean, I wouldn't leave you, though, if you were broke your leg. Like, if you broke your knee again, I wouldn't leave you. That's not going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
Knock on wood. Yeah. yeah. So, oh, right. So, the whole reason why they went to the race car track is because Liam basically signed his life away, which. You need to read the contract before you sign anything, like...
But, I mean, does your modeling contract say anything? Because mine doesn't tell me I can't play basketball.
Honey, if I was signed on to a 2-year contract for something, which, by the way, it was cologne.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand. It's cologne. Like, you obviously, if you break your leg, you can still model for cologne. They can get your body. Like, it's not that serious. You're not going to be wearing cologne on your
feet. You have to be, like, established. If you're just a newbie, like, they don't care...
I just like, okay, read, if you're in a 2-year contract, obviously there's going to be things that are going to be holding you back because you're with something for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? You need to read the contract. You can't just be like, oh man, like I can't go do anything.
He doesn't
like,
know anything about reading any contract
or
anything.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's stupid and he needs to get on it because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, now he owes her, what, $200,000? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like... I don't think this is not really how it goes.
I mean, honestly, I'd be okay with that because I don't like doing anything that could break my bones. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but for him being like a hard guy, I need to be shooting guns. He's so like, hot. What? I can't surf.
He's so hot.
It was funny how he got so mad when those two guys came in like, yeah, nice waves. He's like, all mad. Like, I want to hit some waves. I'm just like.
He's so hot.
Yeah, he's so hot.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. You might see him. Tomorrow, maybe. Oh, but we'll get into that.
Yes.
We'll get into that.
Let you guys know about all that juicy gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, the whole Annie Dixon, Adriana tiff.
Yeah, that's
I was just really annoyed. Dixon, get it together, honey. Annie's your sister. Adriana is just this girl.
That is crazy.
For the drugs. She's just like trying to clock tea on his sister Annie because, well, let's just be real. I mean,
I don't I feel like the drugs is definitely getting to him because if Dixon, his right mind, would never say that to Annie and never choose a trick before, you know,
his
a sister. So I just feel like.
And I think Ada's just like, you know what, Annie, like, this is how she talks. Like, I just really want to, like, impersonate her real quick. I just really want to feel her right now. Yeah. You know, Annie, like, Dixon is still on his meds. Like, why do I always recaption everything?
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it. I know you guys are sick of me, like, recaptioning everything, so I'm just not going to recap anything because y'all obviously already watched the whole thing. So basically, Dixon was going to
rehab,
$80,000. Ridiculous. How much is it?
They said
at the beginning.
Oh, okay, that's why what I missed. I didn't
and that's why there. Annie had to use Patrick.
Yes.
Because that little trick, talk about a trick. He's like, oh, yeah, it's not that serious. Like, I go to different parts of the country and different states, and I have a other hoe there. Like,
yeah.
Whoa. If I would have found that out, if I was Annie, I'd have been like, deuces.
No, after, like, watching that, I was kind of like, you know, I was thinking, like,
dumb.
You know.
But it's like, if you're doing all these things for her, like when he went to the Halloween party and went to, you know, did all these things for her.
Because he's in town and he can. He has
but see, that doesn't
do.
Make any sense. It's like, if you're going
to
try this hard for her, then why go hook up with somebody else? Like,
because he wants everywhere he goes to have someone that he can. That's why he pays for an escort service. He obviously needs attention from a woman. So
wow,
he's such a scumbag. Guys, like, that scares me.
So
like,
ew. Lame.
Yeah,
so lame.
Really lame.
So it ended. You know, Dixon went to rehab. We'll see what happens with that, because I just did not see this coming, that he was going to be that serious into drugs. Like, I just think it's kind of depressing that he's really into that. Like,
yeah,
I didn't think it was that serious.
His reaction was kind of like he was angry.
Like, yeah, but then he was just like, okay, like, all right.
He's like, whatever, and just, like, left.
I'm just like, it's not the same. You and Adriana, what, have been friends forever, and now you guys want to be, like, this couple?
Like, they've only hooked up, like, one time, and you guys don't act like you've been dating. You know, it's just, it's definitely drugs, and I'm over it.
Another Nicolette recap.
Go ahead.
The part when they were at lunch, and, like, Dixon's like, so, like, since we had sex, like, does that mean we're a couple? Like, oh, why are you so hyper on wanting to know if y'all are a couple? Like, why can't you just be cool about it?
I can't believe a couple. Like, why are you using this word right now? Like, that takes time.
Yeah, like, you guys seriously just slept together one time. Like, and now you really just wanted to be all booed up, coupled up. Like, you have to go to rehab, honey.
Adriana means so much to me. Right? What?
I know. Like, hold on. You were bashing her not too long ago.
Exactly.
Like, it has to be the drugs. It's the drugs.
Definitely
people,
has
it's
to be
the drugs. Because he ain't thinking right, and Adriana's right. When he gets out, he's going to be like, Adriana who? I'm clean, girl. Stay away from me, because all I can think about is drugs around you. And that's that recap.
Yes.
Yeah, and when we come back, we're about to get into news and gossip, so y'all stay tuned.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come off.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Hey, y'all, we back in the hits house.
Yes. So much tea with the gossip.
So much tea. Go ahead, Fancy Tracy, what you got for us?
All righty. Actually, not much of, like, Twitter gossip, but kind of, like, personal gossip. I'm actually modeling tomorrow for, I know it. A lingerie line, and it's a launch party, and Annalyn McCord, which is Naomi, will be there hosting it, and it's for the Noreen Fraser Foundation, so it's a charity, and it's going to be a really good cause, and we're excited to see Annalyn there tomorrow, so we hope when we see her, we'll get much tea. I'm taking my two girls with me, and it should be fun.
Yeah, and I'll definitely try to get the tea from her.
Yes.
And yeah, hopefully sometime we'll get a guest in here.
Yeah, and it's sponsored by 90210, so definitely.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, it is. I just read that. So hopefully we'll see all the cast that we talk about every week. And, you know, stay tuned. I'll tweet some pictures of me and my outfit, you know, just keeping it
you know,
fancy.
Follow us. No.
Follow us on Twitter and you'll find
Can't
out all
wait.
The tea.
It's going to be so much tea.
Yes. So don't forget.
Shall we get into some predictions?
Yes, Jessie? We shall. We're like, yes, we shall.
Predictions. What do you predict?
I predict that Dixon will be struggling a lot in rehab, and his sister will go visit, and he'll get it together.
And what did it say? I mean, did you see the ending result?
No, my DVR cut me off for the preview, so I'm just predicting off of my predictions.
Well, yes. I mean, I don't... Oh! Oh, I remember Austin gets back into the whole game thing, and I think him and Naomi.
The game thing.
Well, no, into the whole episode again. Mm-hmm. You know, so I definitely think it's going to heat up between him and Naomi.
Let's see. Should be fun.
Fun. And I think Teddy and Silver are going to definitely have some head-to-head problems. Hopefully, Raj does find out the photographer is like an Ivy and says something to him, like, homeboy.
He will, now that he has his strength back, like, yeah, let's go.
Like, I'm good to go. What you want to do? What you want to do? You want to fight? Well, I'm always talking about fighting.
He's like, do you want to fight? Because I just fought cancer and I won. So, beat that.
What else can you beat, huh? Exactly. What can you beat? And Liam, well, he's just screwed. He's screwed.
Yeah, he's a little bit pathetic right now.
Yeah, now he's going to be doing a book cover?
A little
sexy man. Fabio. He's going to be the new Fabio. For sure.
Yeah, so that should be interesting.
And I'm really hoping Annie just dumps Patrick and is just like, after she got all that money, deuces.
No, I hope she takes every dime out of him. Okay, because he's using her to
But she
play that
was
game.
So upset at the very end. I mean, she's really taking advantage of herself to get her money. Like, she does not need to be making money that way, honey.
But she's been escorting anyway, so. Anyway, okay. It's not my forte, but girl, do what you gotta do. That's all I can say.
All I'm saying, she needs to stop. And hopefully, you know, Dixon just doesn't want Adriana, because that just would be really annoying, and I'd be totally over it.
Yeah, I'm already over it before it starts.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we predict. It's simple, easy, sweet. And stay tuned for next week.
Yay. Thanks for watching, guys.
I'm Nicola Yona.
Follow me
again.
On Twitter.
Yes,
Fancy
follow me on
Tracy.
Twitter. Me too on Twitter. Nicola Yona. You already know. Peace out.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.